why giving the signal tonight when it's Tzoy Shabbos, that's the right time. So people are going to make a mistake in such a case. Is Osi Limitoy, they'll make a mistake. Armin, they're not going to know what to say. Will they say, Hi Chosru, maybe really Friday was Rosh Chodesh. Maybe Rosh Chodesh was on the 30th day, and last month was the Chos was on the 29th day. I, if so, the Haidah lo yavad miyasmum, how come they didn't light the signs last night? Mishum de lo yavsha, last night was Friday night Shabbos, they can't do it. I do, but they have a doubt. Maybe no. Maybe Molihu. Maybe Taka the month was 30 days last month. And today on Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh. The 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. Oh, this mana yavad, avdoi, and the Taka doing it now when they give out the signals, Mishum Shabbos, that is the right time. But since we have a doubt if they're doing the right or not, which day will be Rosh Chodesh, that's when they had to make a takana only 1 month, only one time to give a signal. So now the signals only go out if the last month was a chaser. In other words, when the 30th day is Rosh Chodesh, then they're going to give out signals. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 31st day, there's no signals. So now there's no problem now. Even if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, and Friday was the 30th day, they're going to give signals, Moitzoy Shabbos. So everybody's going to know that this month was Rosh Chodesh on Friday. Because how can we give out signals? It has to be that last month was a chaser, only 29 days, and Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday. And they'll understand the reason why you didn't light the night before, because it was Shabbos. Because if Rosh Chodesh was really on Shabbos, the 31st day, that the corner is now, whenever the last month was a mole, was 30 days. And this Rosh Chodesh is first on the 31st day, there's no reason to light candles to give out the signals. So now it's a perfect system. That whenever there are signals, it's a riot that last month was chaser. The 30th day is Rosh Chodesh. And whenever they don't give out signals, they'll know the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. That's why they had to make this system. That only chaser gets the signal and not the moly. So if it comes out on a Friday, they'll still know exactly what's what. Fratikamara, good. So we understand why you have to do in 1 month, one case yes, one case not. But how do you know to pick to put the signals on the chaser? Maybe put the signals on the moly. Fratikamara, the levid, they not, no, for the moly, not the gosh now. The levid, vaita, they not moly, ben a chaser. No, let's still do it every month. Whether the month was 30 days, whether the month was 29 days, still let's put the signals. Ah, you have a question, Nikloi Rosh Chodesh, there is Shabbos. You have a problem when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, and Friday is the 30th day, then you have a problem, you don't know what to do. I'll tell you an economy, Lelevet Klau. In such a case, the answer will be, don't give any signals at all. So again, people will know. Like maybe really every single month you give out signals. Whether it's the 30th day or the 31st day, give out signals. There's only one time we're not going to give out a signal. That's if Rosh Chodesh came out on Friday. And Friday is the 30th day. So now, Friday by night, you can't give out signals. To wait till Moitzoy Shabbos to give out signals, also you can't do, because then they'll think that maybe the 31st day was Rosh Chodesh. So in this month, you know what you do? Don't give any signals. So people will know Rosh Chodesh was Friday. And also, they won't make any mistakes now. There'll be such a corner like that, that when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Friday, the 30th day, there's going to be no signals this month. So people will know. If there are signals this month, even when Friday, then Shabbos, people know there are signals because Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos, and Moitzoy Shabbos, the 31st day by night, you give out signals. But if there be no signals this month, everybody also would know what to do. So again, it's a kasha, make the signals both months, every month, and this case won't be a problem. And the Gemara, Amole made the idea, Moitzoy Shabbos, the Avinan, if I'd levit ben amole ben achoser, v'chi mitle Rosh Chodesh v'ra Shabbos a levit, klal, so tomorrow name, v'chivon le'avdinon, Moitzoy Shabbos, v'avdinon amole, made the idea the choser, this little part of the kasha now. People will know in this case also, hey, since every mole, when it's 31st day, we also give out signs. So how come this month we didn't give out signs? It has to be because this month Rosh Chodesh was on Friday, was a choser, and on Friday you couldn't do it, that's why they don't do it. Tomorrow says, no, that's not a good answer. Even if so, they'll still make a mistake. Armor will say like this. In the case again, when Friday was the 30th day and Shabbos is the 31st day. So it's a doubt which day was Rosh Chodesh. Was Friday or Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? So you're telling us, even on the side Friday was Rosh Chodesh, the answer is don't give any signals. So since there were no signals this month, they'll know the reason why there were no signals because Rosh Chodesh was on Friday. Tomorrow says, no, they'll still make a mistake. They'll say, really, hi, Molihu. They'll still maybe make a mistake and think this month was a Moli. Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, how come Moitzoy Shabbos, they didn't give out the signals? Tahai de lo yavdi, is nusi yodi is nusi.
I tell you, they're an honest, like Rashi says. They were drinking too much on Shabbos, and they got shikr. So by night, Mitzvah Shabbos, they couldn't do it. Rashi just knew, say, the shikr is shal mishtar Shabbos.
Shabbos, the Indian to drink. Indian simchon Shabbos, oinik Shabbos.
So maybe they were drinking and have a good shalash shudas. They were drinking too much shalash shudas. And they came with Mitzvah Shabbos, they couldn't light the signal. So maybe they'll still make a mistake. The people of Gerla will still have a doubt. Maybe really Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Aye, how come there's no signals now? They got shikr, they couldn't do it. So now the Rabbanim didn't like this Eitza. If the Rabbanim made its corner was always, we only light it on one time, either a chaser or else a moly. So we're picking a chaser now. When the month is a chaser, that's when we light. And Mela will know, even if you can't light Friday night, you'll light Mitzvah Shabbos. Now people will know for sure. If it was a moly, then there's no reason to light. Since they're lighting the signals now Mitzvah Shabbos, the people will know that Friday was a chaser. So true, you have to do one, you can't do both. But why do you pick to make the signals on the chosar or on the month that comes out on the 30th day? Maybe make the signals on the month that Rosh Chodesh comes out the 31st day. Make it on the Molei, on the full month. The last month was 30 days. When Rosh Chodesh comes out on the 31st day, that's the time to make signals. Like, how do you know which way to pick? So Mara says the reason why. Maybe only make it on the Molei. But on the Chosar, the month was only 29 days. The 30th was Rosh Chodesh, don't make signals altogether. Rabbi Abai says like this. Mishum vitu malocho liyam shnei yomim. Because of Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah is going to be a problem like this. If you're going to tell me you only make the signals on a Molei, that means, let's say Rosh Hashanah came out on Yom Shleshim, on the 30th day. Let's say, we have a doubt, how many days is Elul going to be? Is Elul going to be 30 days, or is Elul going to be 29 days? So when it comes the 30th day of Elul, the Bnei Goyla have to keep Rosh Hashanah in Asafik. Because they don't know. They don't know if Bezim was Mekadosh to Chodesh today. So they don't know if the 30th day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah or not. So they have to for sure keep the 30th day for Rosh Hashanah. When it comes the 31st day, they also have to keep the 31st day. Because they have a doubt, maybe today is Rosh Hashanah. So the corner is like this. If you tell me now you're going to make the signals on a chaser, so if you make it on a chaser the earliest month, let's say Rosh Hashanah really was on the 30th day. That was Rosh Hashanah. So they come out now on Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah on the 30th day by night, they're going to start to give signals. So the Bnei HaGoyla are going to know now that the 31st day they don't have to keep Rosh Hashanah. So you're going to help them out, they won't have to keep an extra day in Rosh Hashanah this way. So it's kedai to give the signals on the chosar month, because when Rosh Hashanah comes out on the 30th day, you'll be able to notify the Bnei HaGoyla that the 31st day is not Rosh Hashanah. Whereas if the Takanah is, you only give out signs on a Molei. But on the chosar month, we don't give out signs anyway. We never give out signs. So like this. Let's say Rosh Hashanah was on the 30th day. So the Bnei HaGoyla are not going to find out about this. Because on the chosar, they don't make signals altogether. So when are they first going to realize that it was a chosar? They have to wait for the 31st day. Because they have to have doubt. Maybe the 31st day was Rosh Hashanah. And maybe on Mitzvah, the 31st day, there'll be signals. So they're not going to know for sure what's doing until after the 31st day. That's why the Rabbanan rather make the Takana that put out the signals on the month that's a chaser. When the month that's a chaser, now the Bnei Goyla will find out, at least this month, not to keep 2 days. In other words, when Rosh Hashanah came out on the 30th day, so the Bnei Goyla are going to find out about it the 30th day by night. Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, they're going to find out about it. So they'll know that the second day they don't have to keep anymore. So maybe to help out the Bnei Goyla, not always have to keep 2 days, it's kedai to make the signal on the chaser month and not on the Molei month. When Rosh Hashanah came out on the 31st day, then the Bnei Goyla are going to have to keep 2 days. They'll never find out about it, true. But I call upon if you gain this way, that when it comes out on the 30th day, they'll at least find out about it by the 31st day. They'll know they don't have to keep it for Rosh Hashanah. By the Ketzin Hoya Masiya Masoyas, how did they make these torches? Mevi and Klonsoyas, they brought big cedar, big poles of cedar wood, and they put reeds on it and flax, and they made a torch out of it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Dalad Minei Arozim Hein. Shnel, there are 4 different types of cedar trees. There are 4 different types of arozim. Erez is one, Kasrum is another one, Echem is another type of the cedar wood, and Barush. That's another type. There are 4 different types of cedar woods. Kitrum, what's Kitrum? Amar Rav, Rav says Adra. That's the tree called Adra. We had this before in the Gemara, that if you want to put a good sign at the end of your karka to know it belongs to you, plant this tree, the Adra. Like Rashi says, Amar Rav Adra, Kach Shem Yilun, that's the name of the tree. So the Armenian Masech Tebeya, Yitu Ben Adar. Here in the Gemara Beya, if you want to keep your carcass that belongs to you, plant this tree called Adar. It's a nice big tree. You can't uproot it. And everybody's going to know that your field has the Adar tree in it. So nobody can steal the field from you. Everybody would always know this is your tree, your field. They said, no, you know what Katram is? That's the Mavliga tree, a different type of a tree. The Amri lawn, some say, Zul Gulmish. That's what this type of a tree, the Kitram is the Gulmish tree. Now the Gemara says, Opligi the Rabba Baravuna. Hey, so Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabba Baravuna. Rabbi Yehuda first said there are only four different types of arozim, of cedar trees. Now, Rabba Baravuna says more than that. The Yama Rabba Baravuna, Amri de Rav, he said over in the Beis Medrash of Rav, that Asoro Mini Arozimain. There are 10 different cedar trees. Not 4, but 10 different types. Shenem Raposik in Shayo, Eten Ba Midbar Erez. I'll give you back in the Midbar Erez. Shito, another tree. Tahadas, the third one. Vihem, and the fourth one. Oshim, the fifth one. Ve'arova, the sixth one. Barush, and Tidhor, Utaashur, Yachtov. All these together. So Titsa the Posik says here, how many Erez? One, Shito, two, Adas, three, Eten, four, Oshim, five, Barova, six. Bora 7, Tidur is 8, Tosher 9. You have 9 so far. A Yachtav is 10. Kitzi, you have 10 here. So Mar says like this. Erez is Arza. Erez is the first pasuk here. The first word means Arza. That's cedar. Shita, that's Tunisa. Another type. Rashi, Taniya Balaz. That type of a tree. Hadas is Asa. Eitz Shemen Afarsamon. That's what this type of a tree is. Afarsamon, that's a tree that has a lot of sap inside it. There's like Shemen inside the tree. Barush, that's Barsa. Tidhor, that's Shaga. Toshur, that's Shurina. Yeah, that's what it is. That's what Toshur is the last one. Then the Pasuk says, yeah. So at the Gemara, Hani Shibhev, there's only 7 of them here. You only have 7. One second. The Kitzur Gemara says, Hani Shibhev, there's only 7 here. Maybe true. Maybe the last 3 go together. It's like Yachtav go together, you only have 7. So the Gemara, Kiyosar Ravdimi, Omar, Hoisifu Aleyem Enechnami, Hinu to add another 3 trees. Alunim, Al-Munim, and Al-Mugim, another 3 different type of cedar trees. Al-Lunim, what's Al-Lunim? That's Butni. Al-Munim, that's Bluti. And Al-Mugim, that's Kasisa, this type of a tree. All these are the same. There are 10 different big cedar trees. It could be something like this. The last 3 was Arunim, Armunim, and Al-Mugim. Arunim, that's Ori. Armunim, that's Dulvi. And Al-Mugim, that's Kasisa. That's the 3 extra new trees we add on to the Cheshbon to get 10 different cedar trees. Pasuk says in Yeshayo, V'tzir Adir lo yavrenu. Tzir Adir, a big ship, won't be able to go over this. So Rashi says, it's talking about V'tzir Adir lo yavrenu, L'nachal she'osid lotzid the Beis HaMikdash. We have all the Gemara's about this, that lost a lovely from the Beis HaMikdash is going to start to come out from the Kodesh HaKadosh from a small flow of water. And every few, like a mill, go away, it's become bigger and bigger and bigger, this Nachal, so far away, it'll be so strong and so swift the water, that even a big ship won't be able to go over it. The Tirad Le'evarenu, a big ship won't be able to go over this Nachal that's going to come out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Omar Rav says, Zu Burni Gedela, that means a big ship. Trashi Svina, Shekurim, the Rumnish, won't be able to go over it. Tamar says now, Heichi Avdu. Rashi says, Oysa Bruni Gedela Lamayavidi. What's the purpose of making this big ship? What do we want the big ship here for? So Mar says like this, that one of these trees, it grows underneath the ocean. You have to pull it out from the ocean. So how do you uproot the tree out of the ocean? You have to get down to the bottom and uproot it. So how do you do it? So the Kitzur, what they did was, they took a ship and they stuffed it up with tons of sand till the ship finally sunk, went all the way down to the bottom. When it got down to the bottom, they tied a rope onto the tree and then they took off the sand off the ship. And when the ship started to come up again, it pulled off the tree. That's what they did. Mar says here, Hechi Avdi, Maisi Shis Al Tegavri. They took 6,000 people. Betrayse Yach, it took them 12 months. Shasa, 12 months a year. The Yarmulah Samsei Faket was Tracer Al Tegavri. It took 12,000 people. Betrayse Yach, they did this job in 6 months. 12,000 people worked together for 6 months to get this tree out of the ocean, out of the river. Now, Shagavri Shis Yachi. What they did was they filled it up with sand. Ad the shochni until it started to sink. Rashi ad the shochni shulayu shuchten the kakois until the ground of the ship reached the karka. Hayoin. If your den or nearest Lamayo didn't sink altogether, was still near on top, Minamayim. No, it didn't sink. If it would sink, it wouldn't come up again. It was still above the water. The Bemokim Shalmugim Gedilim, they wanted to get the tree Almugim, they wanted to get out. This cedar tree, the Almugim, grows underneath the river. Now, at the place where the Almugim grows, the Yam, the ocean, Ein Yam Omekokach. There, the Yam is not so deep. So, Melo, they sunk, they got the ship to touch the ground, didn't have to sink the ship. The ship tackle is still above the water, just they filled it up with a lot of tons of sand till the ship hit bottom. Now, when it hit bottom, the Nochis Bar Amunah. A sea diver went out, dived in. Shashi Bar Amunah. Nelumid Loshit Bin Horus. The guy that knows how to swim underneath the water. Sea diver. The Kotar Atuni de Kitna Bekissa. He tied up this string made out of flax, Kitna. The Kisisa. He tied it onto the tree. He tied it onto the Amuga tree. The Kotar Lubisafinta. The other side of the rope he tied onto the ship. That's what he did. Now that he had it all tied up, the Natli Chola. Now they started to they took the sand out of the ship. They pulled the sand out of the ship. They shot the Levroy and threw the sand on the side. The Kama de Midlayan, now when the ship started to come up, Okra, it uprooted the tree also. Omasya, and they got the tree up. That's how they got the tree up. Shashi Bakota Ratuna de Kitna, Chavili Pishn used strings of flax. Shen Koshin is very hard, very strong. Linotek, Vakaisha Raisha Yachad, Besherish Elon, one end of the string, they tied onto the roots of this tree, the Amugim. For Rosh Yechad the Bruni, and the other side of the string they tied onto the ship. And now Vishakli Hana Gavri Chola, now the 12,000 men started to dig out the sand from the ship, 12,000 men, the Sfinta, the Shadal Avroy, and they threw the sand outside the ship, the Ayla, and now the ship starts to come up again. Vitrechamayim, Vyakarish Rosh Elon. You can imagine how big the ship was that it took 12,000 people to work for 6 months. 3 months of time they were digging to fill it up with sand, and then 3 months done do it. So it must have been a pretty big ship. So such a big ship they use for the purpose of picking up these trees. So Pasuk says this big ship won't be able to go through this Nachal. Right to Mechalef. Al-Chad train the Kaspa. Mechalef Al-Chad train the Kaspa. It was worth twice as much as that the amount of silver would be. You know, it was a big tree in the stomach. It was a big hunk of wood. That was worth twice the amount of what silver its size would be worth. That's how much the wood was worth. Al-Chad train the Kaspa, one out of two measurements of silver. Now, Tlosa Parvot to heaven, there were three different ports. Parthi Bay Army, two of them were by the Romans. The Chode the Bay Parsoi, one was by Persia. The Bay Army, the one was by the Roman. Maskon Kisisa, by that port you used to get this tree called Kisisa. The Bay Parsa, by the port, by the Persians, Masik Maganisa. They used to get the other tree called Maganisa. Or Mekaya Parvote Dimash Mihig. They used to call this port, Mistama of the Persians, the port of Dimash Mihig, Mistama, a very rich place, Mistama. Trashi. Or Mekaya Parvote Mishrayim. Oysa Shal Parsoyim Nikrois Nemos Nomos Shal Melucha. That was called like the Nemo, that was called like the port of the Melucha. And since they had such expensive ships, wood getting up there was very expensive.
All right, turn over. All right, turn over.
Omer Rabbi Yechidin, Kol Shita v'Shita shenotlu nochlam Yerushalayim, any type of cedar tree, the Shita is also one of the cedar trees, that the Goyim took out from Yerushalayim, is also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'achzir lo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu later in the future will give it back to Yerushalayim. Shneimar the pasuk says, Eten ban midbar, I'll give back, is Erez Shita. V'yein midbar el Yerushalayim. This pasuk now in Yeshayahu was talking about Yerushalayim, Sam Lassu Lavoi, that Mashiach time the Kosh Baruch will give back to Yerushalayim these different type of cedar trees. Shneimar Tzion midbar hoifen. V'yomar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol ha'loi mit Torah v'yein malamda. Whoever learns Torah doesn't teach it. Is doima la hadas ban midbar. Is doima to a beautiful hadas that smells those very good, but in the midbar, in the wilderness, who uses it? It's useless. So if you learn Torah and you don't teach it to other people, it's like useless. Ikad the army something means like this. Kol ha'loi me Torah umalamda. The opposite, it's a shvach. Whoever learns Torah and teaches it to other people, the mokim shem tamachochim. In a place that there's no tamachochim there, you're in a place nobody else knows how to learn and you teach people there, is doima lahadas pa midbar. your diamond to mamish, your beautiful hadash tree in the midbar, to your chobib, that it's dear, mamish, it's the most dearest thing there is. It's a beautiful tree by itself. And if somebody finds it in the midbar, how much more and more beautiful it is. They can't fix up, the goyim have no takona, they can't be fixed up, they're finished. Shinyamar Apostik says, if you lost some copper, don't worry, I'll give you back gold. If you lost some barzel metal, I'll give you back silver. If you lost wood, I'll give you back nechoshes, copper. Instead of stones, I'll give you back barzel, I'll give you back metal. That the goyim killed the Rekiva Chaveroiv, Mamavin, you can't bring it back. In other words, what the destruction the goyim did, there's no takona, can't be fixed up. The Aleim Huaymar, on the goyim, the Pasuk says, V'notisi Domim Loinakisi, Hashem won't forgive the goyim for what they killed out the Tzadikim. Not that they killed out the Rekiva, they're sorry, Arugim Malchus, they won't be forgiven for that, we didn't get back their replacements. But then the Mishnah says, U'mein Hoi Masim Asois, where did they light these torches on top of the mountains? Omei Beisa Bultin. The last one was Beis Biltin, that was the last mountain they were. My Beis Biltin, what does it mean, Beis Biltin? Rav says, Zubiram. That's the name, that's